Well, good morning. It is Saturday, January the 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I am John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We are at the quarter-century mark. It's hard to believe. I mean, many of you listening, you know, I think back growing up in the 70s and 80s, we couldn't imagine the year 2000. And now we're a quarter century into the next century, 2025. Well, we've got good work to do together today. You remember what the agenda is? It's consecration, transformation, demonstration. Now, on Saturdays, we always have a Holy Spirit story. It's coming out of the fields. Our listeners and members of our fellowship, you'll see at the very bottom of the email today, there's a PS. It says, Holy Spirit Stories Welcome. And maybe I'll read that at the end just to tell you kind of what we're aiming for there. But a lot of you are new with us here. We're so glad you're on board and glad you're listening already. And we usually just cut right to the chase on Saturday. This one is entitled, My Father, the King, Takes Care of Me. And it comes to us from Kathy Agee. Our text is always the same on Saturdays. It's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It's the text that first inspired this whole plan of inviting readers to send stories. Witnesses, right? We're looking for witnesses. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today we welcome another witness to share with us a Holy Spirit story. If you're new to the wake-up call, we share what we call Holy Spirit stories on most Saturdays here. They are simply real live, present-day stories from witnesses in our community about their experience of the ongoing work of Jesus in our world. Today's Holy Spirit story comes from Kathy Agee. Kathy and her husband John are witnesses in the Woodlands, Texas, and part of the Woodlands Methodist Church. They have been deeply involved in mission work around the world for many years now. This story comes from such work. You're reading, you can read the story in her own words, and of course, you who are listening, you're going to hear this story in Kathy's own voice. You're in for a treat.
During the summer of 2022, my small band read and discussed the book, The Women of the Bible Speak, by Shannon Bream. We became acquainted with Sarah and Hagar, Tamar and Ruth, Esther and Rahab, and other strong women of the Bible. What I did not know was that the Holy Spirit led me to this book and subsequent discussions to prepare for me what would occur in October 2022. I was invited to help lead a women's conference in a remote village in Honduras. I had been to Honduras on mission trips many times before, but for some reason I was very reluctant to attend. I shared my reluctance with my small band, but God had a different plan, and he told me that I was going to the conference. The theme of the conference was Mi Padre el Rey Cuida de Mí, My Father the King Takes Care of Me. Many of the women in this rural, impoverished village are marginalized and receive limited, if no, financial or emotional support from their husbands or the father of their children. Gang activity is a real threat and dark forces are prevalent. The women rely on the Holy Spirit to literally provide their daily bread. The day before the conference, our Honduran mission partner, Haiti, arranged for a beautician to come to the mission property and wash and style the hair for the women. We wanted them to feel special and beautiful and seen. The morning of the conference, the women dressed in their best dresses and gowns and walked up the rocky hill to the mission room. They looked beautiful. We worshiped, sang, prayed, had craft time, shared our painful experiences, our joyful experiences. We laughed and cried together. I shared a devotional from Genesis 16:13 about Hagar and how God saw her in the desert, and she gave God the name El Roi, the God who sees. At the end of the conference, each woman had a crown placed on her head, symbolic that she was a daughter of the king. It was a beautiful, special, spiritual experience for everyone. I returned home and the next week attended my women's Bible study group. The group knew I was going to Honduras because each had signed a copy of the Hagar devotional and prayer that was given to the women at the conference. We gathered in a circle and our leader shared a story. She said she was in Walmart and the Holy Spirit instructed her to buy a large canvas. She was reluctant because she already had a good supply of canvases at home, but the feeling was insistent. When she got home, the Holy Spirit guided her about what to paint. She then revealed the canvas to the group, and tears sprang to my eyes. The painting was of four women with gowns, beautifully styled hair, and crowns on their heads. The women had mouths so they could speak, but they did not have eyes as they felt they were not seen. One of the women had a baby in her arms, just like one of the women at the conference. When I shared this with our leader in the group, there was a hushed silence. Only the Holy Spirit could orchestrate such an outcome. We had another Honduran Women's Conference in 2023, and the image of the painting was used on the invitations and banners in the mission room. A Holy Spirit story. To God be the glory.
The prayer. Father, thank you for being our King who takes care of us. We delight in this powerful witness today of the faith and love of these Honduran women and the way you lavished your grace upon them through the work of our friend Kathy and her team. And thank you for the ways you work to demonstrate your glory through signs of art. Teach us to be obedient to your small prompts, for we never know how it will bless others and how far the blessings will go, as they have reached us all here today. We pray for the kingdom of God, solidarity among women near and far, ancient and present day. Where would we be without it? Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. In our journal prompts today, how do you experience our Father as the King who takes care of you? Does your own broken father story continue to hinder your experience of the Father heart of God? Would you lift that to Him today in humble yet bold faith, even through tears? He can heal this. In a minute, we'll sing our Saturday song. We always sing the old chorus, Sanctuary, on Saturdays. Sing it through twice. I'll say the words here before we sing it. But I just want to express my appreciation to Kathy for sharing this story. And if you didn't see the email, I'd encourage you to go to it today because we've included the artwork that Kathy's bandmate was prompted to create, and it's actually been posted into the web page, the website, Wake Up Call, and it should have come through in the email, I'm hoping, but it's worth your time. I think art will be finding its way into the church in some new expressions in this season ahead of us. It's really important. So much I'd like to say about that right now. I will save it for another time, but we want to welcome Holy Spirit stories from anybody who senses the Lord would have one to send in through them. Here's the invitation. I say I'd love it if you would send a story of faith from your life we might use on a Saturday in the future. We will be glad to attach your name or a pseudonym or anonymity. It's up to you. It can be a story of coming to faith, a story of transformation, a story of healing, deliverance, suffering and sufficient grace, family reconciliation, prodigal returns, answered prayer, and so forth. A word count of 500 to 800 words works well. We can't guarantee publication, but we assure you of our prayerful discernment. And if you got the email, you can just reply to the email with your story in the email or attached as a document, and it'll come to me. And we've got a bit of a backlog right now, but we're also not committed to sequentially releasing them. I'm perusing them all and just asking the Lord to highlight the one he's got for next Saturday. So there's the invitation, and we'd love to hear your witness. And then, of course, a word about Sundays. If you're new to us this year, on Sundays on the Wake Up Call, we feature a psalm. We're working our way through all 150 psalms, and we have a guest, I want to say guest artist, and certainly we do, artist and theologian Timothy and Julie Tennant. And we sing a psalm, okay? They've put them into what's known as a metrical psalter. It's a format that enables us to sing the psalms through well-known hymn tunes. So they lead us in that. There's a meditation that they've written on each of the psalms, and I think we're in the 20s somewhere, and we'll be diving into that on Sundays. So, yeah, if you're new, welcome. We're so glad you're here. There's all kinds of goodness that's flowing in this community. So let's sing our Saturday song, Sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Then, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, that's a good song for the fields today. Where you're headed out on Saturday. Got a different day ahead of you. You'll see different people than you probably saw during the week. Just be attentive. Be attentive to people and attuned to the Lord. That's what sowing's all about. And be ready with the seed. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.